SBS Radio.
It sounds so simple. Do we want a republic, yes or no? But what form should this take? And do we have to amend the constitution? Should we also look at our constitution and the Australian adversarial election system at the same time to facilitate debate? We are in a particularly comfortable situation in that we have a queen and prince who are actually happy for us to form a republic, says political scientist Dr. Klaas Woldring. Dr. Woldring is a former associate professor of Southern Cross University and co-founder of Beyond Federation and the author of Australia Reconstructed. He recalls that Prince Philip couldn't even believe that a 1999 referendum was lost. He said, "These people don't seem to know what's good for them." The Queen has repeatedly said that it was entirely up to the Australians to decide on a republic. So the only issue really is what kind of a republic. In the following four short episodes, we look at what this entails, the problems and the changes that need to be made. The leader of the opposition, Bill Shorten, recently announced that Australians would be asked in his first term if they wanted a republic, yes or no. Professor Klaas Woldring thinks it is time to renew the campaign for an Australian republic.
It's essentially the same approach that Kevin Rudd proposed 10 years ago. First ask yes or no, and if yes, later sort out how the president should be elected. So in answer to your question, first of all, there's nothing new here. Secondly, in the 2 years to the next election, the ALP could do much better than this. And thirdly, isn't it time to find out what kind of republic Australians really want? Some 10 years ago, one monarchist, actually, sympathetic to much system reform, summed it up to me as follows. He said, "Republicans still need to make a substantial case that they present a superior system of government before they are taken serious." And I think that applies now as well. This is also the problem, really, with the Australian Republican movement. From their inception, they believed that they should present a minimalist model. That is, only replace the monarch with an Australian president. And this policy is based on the mistaken view that the citizens are apparently happy with the system of governance otherwise, and that any additional change to that system would make the achievement of a republic more difficult. I disagree with this view on electoral reform, the need for that, and replacing federation, and also the need to rewrite the constitution. One could call that a maximalist approach to distinguish it from the piecemeal tinkering of the ARM, and apparently thus far the ALP as well. In my book, How About Our Republic, I raised these issues and also discussed in some detail 15 contemporary republics, 7 with a directly elected and 8 with an indirectly elected president. However, much of that book is actually devoted to alternative systems of governance that need to either precede a vote on the Australian Republic or be introduced as part of the Republic. Given the widespread dissatisfaction with the present political system and the political parties, one would think that now is a particularly suitable time to float new ideas. And let me stress, not utopias of any kind, but systems that have been tested and are being used widely in the world.
Klaas, republics are often associated with violence and revolutionary behavior. Is that a valid point, or should we be worried about that?
I don't think so, personally. But looking at our recent experience in the Western world, there are examples of violence and revolutionary behavior. Take, for instance, the Republic of the United States. They sent the British imperialists packing in 1776 and declared themselves the independent 13 states of America. If we look at the Republic of Ireland, they also engaged in anti-British behavior. The French Revolution was not a peaceful affair either. But other republics grew out of other systems or growing nationalisms and later, of course, also decolonization. For instance, Italy, Finland, Portugal, Austria, Iceland, Indonesia, Greece, Switzerland, Germany, all republics. But we are in a particularly comfortable situation in that we have a queen and prince who are actually happy for us to form a republic. Prince Philip couldn't even believe that the 99 referendum was lost, he said, these people don't seem to know what is good for them. Touché, Prince Philip.
Yes.
And the Queen, of course, also has repeatedly said that it was entirely up to Australians to decide on the Republic. So therefore, it won't be a violent affair for us.
It's more an evolution, isn't it?
No. The only issue really is what kind of a republic. Prime Minister Turnbull's idea that Australia should now have to wait with the process until Queen Elizabeth has passed away or has abdicated, that is not a requirement at all.
There was a Senate inquiry into the Republican issue of 2003-2004. They identified that many people felt they had not been engaged much of the process leading up to the 1999 referendum. Is there any chance they'd be more engaged now?
Well, in the 1990s, Australian elites, especially political elites, were themselves trapped in Australia's archaic constitution, its conventions, and its mysterious language often, and uncertainties. As a result, both elites as well as citizens were unable to consider governance issues beyond the Republican model as presented then. That meant that the only real issue for them seemed to be whether the president was to be elected directly by the people or chosen by the parliament only. We still hear this extraordinarily narrow model presented by many politicians. To be successful in the next campaign, Bill Shorten would have to move away from this narrow model altogether. But he needs to do much more, in particular the involvement of the citizens in cleaning up this situation so as to enable them to actively participate in the debate would be a suitable job for an opposition leader aiming to campaign for a republic. Demystify this, the language and the concepts. If the Governor General has reserve powers, how can this official use them to benefit the campaign? Ideally, the draft rewriting of the Constitution needs to precede the progress of substantive participation by citizens. It is not just, could they be more engaged? The answer is they must be more engaged, and the government needs to prepare a comprehensive brochure explaining the issues. While this can hardly be expected from the current PM, the AOP in opposition, or otherwise the Greens and the Xenophon Party, can surely start composing a menu of desirable government systems reforms and Republican constitutional objectives.
That was political scientist Dr. Klaas Woldering, author of Australian Reconstructed. Next up is the Constitution. If we vote for a republic, does that mean that the Constitution needs to be changed?
There is no Bill of Rights in the Constitution. The only Commonwealth country that has no such statutory protection.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.